Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Here you go, man. Merry Christmas.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ in the studio with me. All right, so look, it is the holidays. We have doing our best to cover the latest scuba diving news and information and throwing in a few little surprises, you know, for the season, I think, is kind of what, it's just what you do.
Boy,
right?
Boy, are we.
Yeah. But Dan Europe's doing a survey to tie mental health and scuba diving together. As far as finding out, does scuba diving make you a better equipped to, you know, deal with the world from a mental standpoint? I think the answer is a clear yes. I don't even think you need to do a study. I think it's pretty obvious. Just
yeah,
my
you know what else
years
is
of
good
experience
is mental health.
Mental health.
No, mental health.
Oh, mental health.
The Quiet Riot album.
Where you like bang your head,
yeah,
kind of stuff. Right. Well, that would make sense.
I feel better with that too.
Do you feel better?
Yeah.
When you do that. Okay. Well, I
drive him mad.
Yeah, I've heard this. Yes. But I think scuba diving is way more therapeutic. I've always felt that way. And after a day of diving, a few days of diving, you know, whether it's during the dive or right after the dive, you just feel awesome. I think it's just how it goes.
You know, I think it's probably the magnesium in the water.
You think that's what it is?
Yeah.
Really? Why?
Could be.
Why do you say that?
Well, Greg, it's like Kenny said, too. It depends on the dive. When we came back from that hammerhead shark dive, when we came up, I felt, you know, I was almost euphoric when I got to the surface. It was just the best dive ever.
Yes. Yeah. Well, like I said, I think it's pretty clear. It's pretty obvious. Kenny, what do you think? Do you feel that way, too? As far as, you know, when you're not working, like you were just saying, if you're working a dive, like you're teaching or, you know, you're guiding a dive, but when you're just out there, I mean I love just drifting out over a wall and acting like I'm flying, and it doesn't get much more relaxing than that. What say you? What do you think?
I think two reasons. I think during the dive, like you said, it's like I like looking at shipwrecks, walls, big vast areas, animals, but
right.
So I think there's a benefit there, but also I've noticed a benefit after the dive, like even if we're kind of like tired or whatever, but there's that sense of accomplishment. It's like after playing a sports game with some friends or something, it's like, now let's all go to the bar. There's that, like, I can't explain it, but sense of accomplishment, maybe.
Well, yeah, or that, or you find you know, your people, right? I mean,
yeah,
you know, when we go to an event like the DEMA show, that's what one of the things I've learned over the years is that the industry, in particular, the people that are drawn to scuba diving in the industry, are slightly twisted. I mean, we're kind of an skewed representation on this show. When you take,
well,
the
you throw
characters
radio into the mix, and there,
yeah,
you go. That's probably what that
or,
is.
Or, you know, Vinny Two Tanks and Jerry the Diver Guy and Barry the Booger. I mean, you throw these kind of wackadoos into the mix, you're going to skew it a little bit off the
big time. You're going to throw the curve.
Look
off
at Vinny. Vinny finds that mildly amusing, it looks like, but that's fine. But so I, you know, when I say this,
Exhibit A,
I think that the representation that we share on Scuba Radio might be slightly slanted towards the insane,
for sure,
side.
I think I know
industry.
What Kenny means, though. It's like
camaraderie.
I have the same feeling. Well, it's also like a realization that, like, I just did one of my favorite things ever.
Yeah.
Like, one of the coolest things I could possibly do today.
Right. Well, diving's your superpower, as we've said many times on this show. I mean, when you learn how to do it and you're one of us, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, running around in a cape when you're 7 years old through the living room and acting like you can fly.
Well, it's not like an ego thing.
It's
awesome.
Okay.
It's fun to do.
Yeah. Well, so is what
it's
I just said.
I just didn't waste this day. I just had a great day.
Yes. Well, that's true. That is true. Brittany, the awkward gypsy, I think she's still there, but once again, she's torturing us.
She's hiding behind
with Vinny's picture of Vinny wearing a mermaid top. And I don't know if that's the promotional picture. That
she's doing like the scuba radio version of Rick rolling us.
What is Rick rolling?
What is Rick rolling?
Yeah, explain. I'm not clear that up. I've heard it before.
Rick Astley, you know, the Never Gonna Give You Up, that horrible song.
Right.
And you trick people into listening to
Rick rolling.
Yeah, you trick them into listening to it. And what happens?
It's called Rick rolling.
Just by making them hear that song?
So she's like Vinny rolling us by putting that picture up of Vinny.
Yeah. It's definitely going to leave an emotional scar on us if she doesn't change that picture anytime soon. How did that picture come to be exactly, Vinny?
You were on board with me when she took it.
What?
I was in Galapagos.
So I blocked that out too?
Yeah.
Obviously. Yeah. I just don't recall that though.
She's got a lot of repressed memories.
She tells
memories.
Me to do things and I do it. I know she's going to put it up eventually. So.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's one of Mermaid Kristen's.
If that gets her off, that's fine by me.
Whoa,
as long as she's happy.
Now just quiet down there, young man.
Oh, that was bad.
Not as bad as the other one.
As you can tell in the picture, Vinny has no black eye, so this must have been before he took the nosedive.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I just do what I'm told.
Vinny, are you okay?
Yes, I'm just lovely.
No.
Why do you ask?
Well, you were supposed to say, no, I'm not.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Well, okay. I did get injured. Come on.
Yeah.
I took a heavy fall.
I can't expect him to perform
like
at the drop of a hat. I mean, it's kind of, Vinny is,
Vinny Dumpty.
Yeah. He's kind of a legend. I mean.
Apparently so.
And I'm a little
Vinny
concerned.
Vinny Dumpty dove off a wall.
Yeah.
When he came back up, he suffered a fall.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, with this new movie featuring Vinny Two Tanks, I mean, it's kind of overshadowed some other big news in the world of diving. 70 sharks and rays have received global protection as part of the CITES. Is CITES? Is that how you say it?
I mean, 70 different species?
Yeah. Okay. Isn't that what I said?
You said 70
well,
sharks.
Who's going to police
rays?
That?
Well, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Plus 70 shark and rays.
Coast Guard.
Yeah.
Florida Fish and Wildlife.
Well, it's just a world trade type of agreement amongst all world nations to kind of protect a lot of the sharks and rays. They were on like endangered or something. I forget what the category is, but they've just raised it to make it more legal from the standpoint. Like you're not allowed to trade between nations of these sharks. You know, it's going after the shark fin. Problem.
Good.
Yeah. So that's a good thing.
No soup for you.
So the age of exposure, Vinny's new movie is kind of, overshadowed that, that big news for sharks and rays around the world.
Well, in our minds.
Yeah. And Vinny, I mean, I don't know if that, maybe that was just bad timing on his part.
Didn't you have to use special film for that to get the right proper sizes?
Well, we had to definitely work on the zoom. Aspects of the camera. I mean, it was super high def because we have to zoom in really, really far to get anything resembling something that looked human. But that's a whole nother issue that we'll have to address on another show. More coming up.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.